I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Over the next few decades, our country will pass a huge demographic milestone. We will become majority-minority. Blacks, Asians, Latinos, Native, and so on will collectively become a majority of the U.S. population. Whites will be in the minority. I've been thinking about that a lot since last week and those shootings in Louisiana, Minnesota, and Texas. The shootings also prompted something you might have seen being shared a lot on social media this weekend, a letter written collaboratively online by a group of first and second generation Asian Americans. It's addressed to their immigrant parents and explains why the Black Lives Matter movement should be important to them as well. Tian Dang helped with the project. She's a 22-year-old who grew up in Dallas. She sent the letter to her parents, who are both from Vietnam.
My father is a Vietnam War veteran. We actually moved to America in 1994 because he fought in the war. And for him, fighting for what you believe in and fighting to stay a democracy was something that was super big for him, to be a republic. And coming to America, you know, he left everything behind so that his kids could have a better life. And my parents and I have never really talked about race relations or anything political before, but he has seen me very vocal about things that I believe in. He's seen me go to protests and demonstrations. And I really wanted to share how I felt with him, but I knew that there was a language barrier there. And so when the letter came out, I was so excited to send it to him. And not even 5 minutes after I sent it to him, he called me. He was so ecstatic, and he was just flabbergasted to know that we were thinking at such a high level about all of these political issues that are happening in America. And all he wanted to do was support it. He said, "I understand where you're coming from. I support you 100%. And I want you to know that if this is something you believe in, it's something I believe in too. And I think that we all deserve a fair chance at getting the American dream."
That's pretty incredible. So do you think a conversation about race was one that your father had been hungering for? And why do you think it didn't happen sooner?
I think a lot of it has to do with what you think is going to happen. I know from a lot of family members who don't really understand what's going on, there is a little bit of pushback because you're told to continue being the model minority. If you don't say anything, nothing bad will happen to you. And I think to an extent, my dad used to feel that way, but being out of the house and having these grown conversations with my parents, it's just so heartwarming to see that they wanted to have this conversation, and you know, they are excited to talk with their children because it's not just, you know, it's not a conversation over dinner anymore. It's about these heated topics that are things that we can do something to make a difference.
So you feel like the conversation might have started in your family. What about practical things that one minority group, like Asian Americans, can do to help another minority group, specifically African Americans? Is that part of this letter as well?
Sure. I think the biggest thing that it talks about in the letter is just having these hard discussions with your family. I know for me, I get really emotionally and mentally drained when I continuously feel like I have to repeat myself to other Asian American people as to why it's so important that we fight for the Black Lives Matter movement. And that definitely has been the hardest part. I think that the practicality in it is that at the end of the day, our voice has some kind of meaning. And you know, as people of color, we should be able to come together and support each other. And I think the first step is just starting these conversations and discussing things that we really haven't talked about ever before.
Tian, just one last question. Once you hit the send button on this email to your father, what did that feel like? I mean, did it feel like you were taking a little bit of a risk?
Oh, definitely. My heart dropped. I had no idea what to think. And when he called and, you know, it was positive and he was so excited, it felt like a weight had been lifted off my chest. And it felt like, you know, it felt so good to know that today the one person in my life who I look up to and I would aspire to be truly saw what I was seeing from my own eyes, and he supported me. And there's no other feeling like it.
Tian Dang, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
Tian Dang grew up in Dallas. She's now a diversity coordinator for a company in New York City.